this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Welcome back to the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. And today we are joined by Konstantinos Kakakis. So welcome, Konstantinos, to the podcast. It's really a pleasure to have you here. And
thank you.
It's really, very looking forward to the discussion today because there was a little nice win some days ago in Sydney. So we will talk for sure about that, but also about your career all across Europe at the end. And thanks for joining today. And at the beginning, I would like hand it over to you. So just for a short introduction of yourself and maybe one or two people, listeners of the podcast, are not really aware of your name. So maybe then we can clarify a little bit here.
Okay. Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure for me also. Okay, my name is in Greek is Konstantinos Kakaris, and I'm really happy to speak with you because it's really nice to have a podcast like this for the water polo world, let's say. So yes, I'm really happy.
Perfect. Yeah. So it's at least the most common feedback. Yeah. So that everybody is happy to join and everybody is able to speak in the podcast. And that's exactly my point that we would like to bring it a little bit to a broader audience at the end, because it's at least in Germany not so popular like other sports, like soccer or tennis or football, handball, basketball. So we are a little bit the underdog here, let's say that way.
Yeah.
And the plan is really to inspire at least young girls and boys and young athletes, for example, with a discussion like you, to start with water polo, come in touch with water polo, or continue the first steps in water polo. Yeah, so this is really then also at least my intention with the podcast.
I think it's very important, like especially for the young boys and girls to try to make them join the sport.
Yeah, and when you say it's especially important for young people or young boys and girls, how was your first come in touch with water polo? So I think in Greece it's maybe a little bit easier to come in touch with water polo, like in Germany, for example, or other countries. But was your first touch with water polo in your first early days?
Yeah, I can say that now it's a bit easier than back then. Water polo is a bit more famous. But to be honest, I was swimming like, young, like 6, 7, 8 years old. And then, it was a bit boring for me.
And so this is a story I heard a lot during the last couple of years. Yeah. So
I think everyone has a bit of this. And, I was just saying to my mother that it's boring and I don't have fun and this. And she said she was aware of the sport because she was, swimming when she was young, and she was in the pool. She saw the guys that were playing water polo when she was young, so she knew about the sport. And she said, "Do you want to try maybe, this water polo?" I didn't know exactly what it is, but I was in love with the water generally from very young. I also in the pool and also in the summer, I was in the sea all day until night, until midnight I was staying in the sea. So I was in love with the water, and then I tried it, and I never stopped loving it after this.
So the love story continues until today.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe when did this really is such a love story, and with all the environment you mentioned in the pool or in the sea, maybe then it's also not so hard to convince you to train or to practice. Yeah, so it's
yes, exactly.
Maybe then a little bit easier to convince somebody to come to
yes.
a practice session.
Yes, yes, yes.
And mind you know, maybe during these days, one of the European most named center forward players was. At the early beginning, also the plan, or do you have also other positions in the early days at your career, or how comes the intention? Maybe it was not your intention personally to play in the center forward position, but maybe you can give us a little bit of more insights on your way to this position.
Yes, yes. You know, I started like a center. You know, the coach is when I joined the first team I was playing, which is called Paleo Faliro. You know, they choose my position, and then during the years I played also as a defender. Mm-hmm. So you know, I played both positions.
Which is then maybe also a benefit, yeah? So when you play the defender position, you know how to handle then the center defender.
Yes. I think it's really a benefit to know how to, not to know, okay, for sure you are better. If you are a defender, you are better on defending than on center. And if you are center, you are better on the center than you are on like a defender. But it's mm-hmm. for me, it's really important to be aware and know things for both positions.
Yeah.
In this way, you can manage and expect some things that the opponent will do.
Mm. Yeah. So which is then the perfect combination, right? Yeah. So when you play in a center forward position and exactly know maybe what a center defender is doing mm-hmm, or thinking, when we think about the game as such, so there are so many changes of the rules over the last couple of months and years, and now we have the next evolution maybe on rule changes. How does this change also the game, or your game, or your understanding of the game of a center forward based then on the new rules? So there are so many actions on the center forward position, so many exclusions, so many men up, men down positions and games. So how is the influence of the new rule changes maybe also on your position, but maybe also on the connection to the other guys in the pool at the same moment?
You know, the changes are big, but as I said, you know, you need to adapt to the rules mm-hmm. every time they change. There is no other option. but you know, as I'm you know, following the young kids especially, you know, I noticed some differences between what we were learning when we were young and what they are learning now that they are young
mm-hmm.
and okay, for sure there'll be differences what the guys before me were learning and what we were learning, but you know, I see some very key points different in our age and in these young kids, which, you know, I really don't know where it will end. I mean, how it will be. You know, now I'm saying that this is different, but maybe in 15 years from now, this will be normal, and which will be probably, because, you know, every generation has different style, different rules, different... a lot of things different in every sport, not only in water polo. We see every sport, you know, during the years and through the years, it's completely different. If you see football, if you see basketball, it's not the same now. It was not the same before 30 years. So
yeah.
It's normal. And I think you need, the most important thing is that you need to accept the new rules, not to fight. You know, you cannot
as
change
you said,
anything.
You have there's no option. Yeah, so there's other option as to live with the rules.
Yes, of course. You need to focus to what you need to change to your game. Maybe you need to be, for example, centers. I think now they need to be more, much more faster than they were in the past, mm-hmm. because the game is faster. You go up and down. It was not, you know, the rhythm in the past was a bit slower. Now it's much faster. So
mm-hmm.
you can say that you need to be faster. You know, there are also other examples like this that it's very important to change your mind and just practice on this.
When we say, okay, we need to practice on that, so maybe also in the direction of the young athletes, maybe who are listening, hopefully, to the podcast, what is maybe from your perspective one, two, three main skills for young athletes who are willing to play, I don't know, in clubs like Pro Recco, Olympiakos, Dubrovnik, I don't know. So especially maybe from your point of view as a center forward player, one or two main things they have to work or where they have to focus on?
Yeah, for me, definitely as a center or a defender, you need to focus a lot and mainly on your legs. The legs are probably the 70 or 80% of the game, especially for a center. So it's really, really important to focus on your legs, work on your legs, and it will help a lot with everything. It doesn't matter, you know, what is your style or even which is your position. Legs are the most important thing in water polo, and I don't think this will change ever. not now, not in 50 years, not in... So, you know, it's...
This is, as you said, so it's not only for the position of the center forward player, the most important thing, the legs and the power on the legs, but also for all the other positions in the border. But it makes life easier at the end for everybody when you have a good legs or good power and a good movement. And when you say, okay, a power center forward player needs to be a little bit more flexible and fast, are there any things changed also in the practice maybe to adopt then to this new skills or also from your side in your daily work?
To be honest, I don't know, you know, because from when I was young, I was a bit, you know, I was competitive, and during the swimming session, I never liked to be, you know, I wanted to be first. So
which makes it easier.
Yes, exactly. So, but you know, for me, the most important thing is every day to give your to give the best that you have. Maybe it's not the same Monday or Friday; it's not on the same level. But it's really important to be the best you have on every day. Mm-hmm. And I think this on everything, on swimming, on legs. It's not only important for the physical condition, it's also important for the mindset that you will keep for your career. It doesn't, for example, it doesn't matter if you go 2 or 3 seconds slower on Monday or Tuesday or on Wednesday, but it's important that you are working on the way that you need every day to be the best you can. And then you will keep this mindset for the whole career, and I think this will help a lot.
Yeah, so then we have at least two advices. Yeah, so to give 100% during each practice, constantly over the next couple of years, and working on the legs. So, two key messages then for everybody out there.
And you know, and also for the centers, it's very important the touch with it. Okay, for everyone, but especially for the centers that, you know, centers are working with a lot more pressure on the body, like. Not like a all-around player that he has a big distance when he's shooting with a block or something, or the defender. The center is in constant touch with the defender. So the skills and the touch with the ball, it's really important, because you are, if someone is like on a bit pressure around, center is 10 times more, there's 10 times more pressure on the center. So skills are also very important with the ball.
Yeah, so with the ball, so I could imagine that when you say totally understandable that the center forward player is in constantly contact with the defender, and you do not have really so much time to go to the goal and make the move left or right or whatever. So that needs to be done in, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 seconds. And as a normal player in the background, let's say that way on the 6-7 meters, you have either not the contact with the defender, and you have much more time to say, okay, I was shooting, faking, long corner, short corner, whatever. Yeah. So it's really then, as you said, a little bit more, not a little bit, but maximum focus on the center forward position, and also on the time you have available, to make your action.
Exactly, because you need to take a decision in 1 second to choose the corner, what you will shoot, how you will shoot, how you will treat the defender. And this, you have maximum 1 second. Then everyone is on you. then it's over.
So either you are the match winner, or the bad guy, because everybody has to swim backwards to the own goal. So when we are going a little bit further with your career, so you played, I mentioned it at the very beginning, so all across Europe, more or less, so in Italy, in Croatia, for sure in Greece, and now you are moving to Hungary again. So are there any key things you can remember from any key moments from these stations where you say, okay, this is really a key memory for me, staying in Prorecco, for example, or in Olympiakos? Are there any special things around these career paths so far?
I cannot choose like one or two, because every team really was very, very important in my career and to develop as a player, because every team of these gave me a lot of things, really, like also when I was in Olympiakos in my first 3 years, and also now I have great memories also in Croatia. A lot of great memories in Italy, the same, and I think I will have also now in Hungary. So to be honest, it's not just few things. It's like every day was different, but also every day was special. And I think I really gained a lot of important things.
So, and maybe then also for your own development, so for your own game, I could imagine that it's really, let's say, a big benefit for a player working or training with several coaches, several teams, teammates. For example, in all of these clubs, there are not really playing only nobodies. Yeah, so then you have also a certain level on practice level. So that's, I could imagine, I would say, really a big benefit. Yeah, so for you as a player, for your personal development, also in the water.
Of course. Also the coaches and the teammates is very important. They have a very important role on how you develop as a player. It's, you're every day with them. You practice. You see how they practice, and from everyone you can gain a few things that you can use, or you can have a new way of thinking.
So, are there any? Let's say then you said you cannot really pick up one of these stations really as most important. I don't know. Maybe there's also, let me try get another try really regarding the coaches. Are there any coach where you say, okay, this is maybe the coach we are more or less in sync with the thinking of water polo, with the philosophy, or where you really have the most benefit from so far?
I don't have someone that I can say that this was specific, because really from every coach has his own philosophy for the game. It's normal, and as a player, you don't have your philosophy. You need to you have your philosophy, but the coach is the one who wants who organizes the team, and he has his own way of thinking and his own way on the game. So you just follow his way of thinking, because, you know, we are 15 players and it's one coach. If every player, you know, has a specific way of thinking, then there will be 15 ways. So
yeah, so it's a little bit more complicated at the end.
So you just yes, of course, you just follow one the one way, and I think this is the only way it can work. But I can also say that for my career, when I left from Greece and went to Croatia, I think it was really, really important for my career, because it was my, you know, my first time that I left Greece to play abroad. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, really important stage for me, because, you know, it was the first time I played as a foreigner. The pressure is different when you play as a foreigner, because, you know, you need to be always a bit better, and you need to mm-hmm. be, you know, on a level that you are always good. You cannot say that, okay, today I was not good, but it doesn't matter. It's okay. No.
Yeah.
Because
So the focus is a different one, yeah?
Yeah, of course, because you are a mm-hmm. foreigner. The other team, the team, you know, sign you because it's a bit, you are a bit extra, let's say, from the team. Mm-hmm. You're not the, let's say in Croatia, you're not the Croatian player that they signed. They took you from Greece or from wherever. So you need to be a bit better.
Mm. Yeah, and so there's a reason for hire you.
Yeah, I mean, you need to prove yourself every mm-hmm. time. It's, yeah. It's and it really helped me in my career to become better.
Yeah. So and
you know, you go outside of your comfort zone. It's, you're not in Greece. You're not, you know, with your family, with your friends, with everything. You're abroad. Mm. You make for sure new friends and you meet new people, but, you know, it's outside of your comfort zone, and
So outside of the comfort zone is really then the spot or the area where the progress is happening. Yeah. So when you are
exactly
in your comfort zone, all the career maybe, all the upcoming years, so there's no progress. Maybe is it easier for you? Also, the first move from Greece in the to Croatia make it. Also, the moves afterwards to other clubs in other countries maybe a little bit easier then, because you know what is happening and that maybe the focus is a little bit more on you. And
definitely,
as you said, you need to be a little bit better than the teammate maybe, because there's a reason for hiring you. So does it help also for the moves after the first one?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, for me it was very important that also it was when I moved from Greece to Croatia, it was there Papanastasiou, Alexandros, who, you know, we are friends from, 8 years old, because we started playing together. So, yes, we are really very, very good friends. And also I went there with Argyropoulos Stelios, which we are also very, very good friends. So, you know, it was much easier for me.
Yeah,
and it made easier the transition, you know, from Greece to go abroad, and you know, then I made the friends also in Croatia, and then when I went to Italy, I also made new friends. So, but the first year it was really important, and you know, it was a good year for me, and I think it was a very important. It was very helpful for me to continue mm-hmm. next, to go to Italy. It was not something that was scary, let's say, to go abroad. Because it's, you know, every time the first thing that you face, I don't know how, there is an expression in Greek, but I'm trying to translate it in English.
There's a song called "The First Cut is the Deepest." Yeah, so maybe this is something goes in this direction. Yeah, so
something like this. That if you see something for the first time and it's good, then you have a good impression of this. But if the first time was not good, then it's mm-hmm. always different.